Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
For those of us who have been raised up in Christianity, the season of the year invokes many thoughts. We are again reminded of the greatest gift ever given to mankind by our Heavenly Father. Jesus came into this world in a very special way. Those scriptures that speak of His birth and the surrounding circumstances are etched within our minds. Those grand stories fill our hearts with that same joy that was expressed by angels and shepherds the night that Jesus was born. We celebrate our traditions at this time of the year, and the virgin birth of our Savior is a significant part of our faith. Sharing our faith and our hope in Jesus is a true joy. We hope that it will be a real blessing for you today and at this time of the year. I'd like to take us to the Gospel of Matthew and read once again the dream that Joseph had concerning the birth of Christ. We begin our reading in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife, but he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Many interesting and meaningful things are to be found in this scripture passage. Our focus will be upon the prediction of the prophet that Jesus would be called Emmanuel. Matthew gives us the meaning behind his name, saying it is God with us. And that is literally what the coming of Jesus into the world was about. Jesus being the Son of God, the Word that became flesh, is God becoming human. God the Creator became part of his own creation. This identity is what we not only celebrate at this time of the year, it is a fundamental truth of Christianity. Here is a basic principle of that which is taught in the name of Christ. There are many things to believe in regards to the Christian way of life. we study and learn so that we can remember them. But the foundation of our faith is that Jesus is the Son of God. What a person is introduced to, or when a person is introduced to Jesus Christ, eventually that person is asked to believe in Christ as the Son of God. All those who come seeking to be baptized into the name of Jesus to have sins forgiven, claiming Him as their Lord over their lives, are asked to confess this truth, the confession that gives us the authority to call upon the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to save one soul. And that is, I believe with all my heart that Jesus is the Son of God. So Jesus is more than man. He is divine. Jesus did not enter into the world like a normal baby boy. He was not conceived through the will of humans. It was the work of the Holy Spirit that overshadowed the Virgin, that she might give birth to Emmanuel. This is the very message that was given to Joseph. He had already concluded that Mary had been unfaithful to him before the consummation of their marriage. He could not have come to any other conclusion. She was with child, thus the angel came to set matters straight. Mary had not been unfaithful. Mary was not an immortal person. She was hand-picked, chosen of God to bear the burden of bringing Christ into the world. But she did not have to bear it alone. Joseph, being the righteous man that he was, also took on the burden. Joseph believed the truth of the angel. He accepted the explanation of the situation. He accepted Mary as his wife. He kept her innocent and pure as a virgin until after Jesus was born. Throughout the gospel accounts, we find others who accepted Jesus as more than just a good man, a righteous man, a teacher, the son of Joseph. Some claimed that Jesus was a prophet. Others identified him with John. But the apostles knew Jesus to be the Christ, the Son of the living God. The sixth chapter of the Gospel of John records Jesus sharing with a crowd that he was the spiritual bread from heaven. He had come to feed their spirits with life-giving words. That day, many who had been following Jesus turned away. They had been following him because he had fed them with the fish and the loaves. But when Jesus addressed their spiritual needs, they were not ready to accept him as the one who had come in the likeness of Moses. They were not accepting the fact that he was the Christ who was to come and to deliver them as the prophets had foretold. Jesus turned to those chosen apostles of his, and he asked them if they would also go away. But they responded to his question by saying, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." Martha and Mary, the sisters of Lazarus, whom Jesus raised from the dead, knew Jesus to be more than just a man. Martha knew that he had the power to do whatever he chose to do. And one of the thieves who died next to Christ believed in him to be more than just a man. He claimed him as Lord and asked for mercy from him. And since the first gospel sermon was preached to this very day, the message of truth is that Jesus is Emmanuel. He is God in the flesh. He is God with us. As we celebrate the coming of Christ into the world once again this year, let us remember how essential this truth is to our faith. If the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ is to have its full meaning to us, we must have faith in his being born of the Holy Spirit by the Virgin Mary. It is a miracle birth, miraculous in the sense that it happened by the will of God. And Mary accepted it, Joseph believed it, and so we are rejoicing once again through our traditions the birth of our Savior, who is the Christ, the Lord. He is Emmanuel. We take notice that this faith led to obedient lives. Mary was said to Gabriel, "Let it be done to me as you have said, I am the bondslave of the Lord." Joseph obeyed the command to take Mary as his wife, and he kept her a virgin until after Jesus was born. And Jesus said, unless you believe that I am healed, you'll die in your sins. We pray that all who hear us today will come to have faith in Jesus, who is Emmanuel. Today we are proclaiming our witness to the faith we have in Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God. Through him all things have been made and are sustained by his supreme authority. We hope you share in this faith with us. If not, we are praying that you will hear the word of God that testifies that God came in the flesh to redeem your soul and to give you hope of eternal life. Contact us, and we'll do whatever we can to bring the word of Christ to you.
No palace, no jewels, no kingdom to rule, no crown of majesty. No throne and no robe, no silver, no gold, no courts of royalty. Yet the King of Kings left heaven to become a lowly man. He left all heaven's glory to fulfill his Father's plan. He still came. Just for me, he still came. Though he called, he would endure, he still came. Disregarding every cost, from the manger to the cross, he still came just for me. He still came.
No family, no friends to help at the end, no out, no substitute. Much pain and much hurt to give love and worth, he bore our sins and yet the hope of what he offered so outweighed what must be done. He chose to be my victor and assured my pardon won. He still came just for me, he still came. Knowing all he would endure, he still came. Disregarding every cost, from the manger to the cross, he still came just for me. He still came.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonder.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.